Well, it's been a very Brexit week, hasn't it, Tanya?
Yes, and I'm really not sure why it suddenly became so important for us here in Australia.
I know. It's been a really shock decision. So I thought we should talk to one of the market experts like Martin Lakos, Division Director of Macquarie Wealth Management, and ask him why there was such a big effect on the markets in Australia after the Brexit announcement. Martin Lakos, on Friday we had the perhaps a little bit unexpected result of the poll or the plebiscite in Britain about the Brexit, and it seems to have had a big effect on the markets here in Australia and the exchange rate, of course, headline being the $50 billion have been wiped off. Why do you think that had such a big effect for us?
Well, it was in fact an effect globally, where we saw European markets down between 6 and 8%. At one stage, US markets were also sold off very heavily. The US market down between 3.5% and 4%. So it was very much universal, and largely because it was a surprise, the outcome of the referendum in the UK. And I guess to some extent, it's also around the implications of the unknown of how they will go through the process of exiting. And it's going to be a little bit drawn out because it's basically a two-year process to undertake the exit out of Europe. In the very near term, you've clearly got the political ramifications. We know that David Cameron, the Prime Minister, has resigned, and there's clearly a lot of pressure for the Labour opposition leader to do the same. So it's while this uncertainty is there that financial markets tend to move away from risk assets, and shares are viewed as risk assets along with other assets as well. So you've seen a shift or a swing towards safety. So that's included bonds, that's included cash, and of course gold has had a very strong rally on the back of this as well.
And what about currency? Are we regarded as a safe currency at the moment?
Well, we are. I mean, Australia is a AAA rated economy, and in fact, probably in the medium to longer term, the Brexit vote may in fact have some positives for the Australian economy over time, both in terms of improving our trade position with the UK, as well as potentially we will see some skilled workers looking to come to the safety of Australia. And obviously, population growth is very important for our economic growth. So it may well be over time we'll see a pickup in immigration as well.
Some analysts have said that politically it's the biggest thing since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Do you agree on a financial sense that it's that bigger change?
It's not as big on the financial sense, but I think we have to put this in perspective. It's certainly not as big as the big fall in markets in 2007 and 2008, which was clearly around financial issues. Central banks around the world have had plenty of time to prepare for this decision, and they would have prepared both outcomes. So this is not about a liquidity crisis. This is not about an over-leveraged situation. So it's more around probably the confidence component for UK and European residents in terms of confidence, retail sales, business investment. That's where we'll probably see a fallback of economies to slow. So there are now estimates that the UK may fall into a mild recession as a result of a lack of confidence and lack of business activity. But we certainly don't see the same financial risks that you might have seen previously.
And for Australia then, the markets, I understand, have bounced back a bit.
Yeah, indeed. Look, we opened quite soft. We were down 60 points at one stage as a follow-through from the US market close on Friday, but we recovered that very, very quickly. And for most of the session, since about 11 o'clock our time, we've been in positive territory. So we are seeing a modest recovery in that respect. And we expect the markets to remain somewhat volatile over the coming weeks, but it will start to even itself out as the markets get used to the fact that this whole process of exiting is actually going to be quite drawn out.
And this has kind of pushed up the US dollar. Is this a big problem for Janet Yellen?
Well, it's more likely around, this risks side. So the US Federal Reserve, the central bank, will always look to do what it has to do for its own economy, but take into account what's happening on the risk side globally. And clearly this was a surprise vote. So it wouldn't surprise that this pushes out the timing of a US rate rise. But given inflation is rising, the US economy is in pretty good shape, wages have been going up, as have consumer confidence and retail sales, amongst other things, that it's only a matter of time that the US central bank will raise rates.
Martin Lakos, thanks very much for taking the time to be on The Money.
Always a pleasure.
Martin Lakos, Division Director of Macquarie Wealth Management, helping us understand what happened to our markets after the Brexit vote and ending that report by Roderick Chambers. I'm Tanya Katsanas, here with Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to On the Money, broadcasting nationwide on the Community Broadcasting Network.